Good on this afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today's showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 79. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch expected. And in the news for today, in a report used with permission from Wisconsin Public Radio, Governor Tony Evers announced a new $10 million grant program to help private well owners struggling with groundwater contamination as part of efforts to improve access to clean water. The announcement comes as Evers, a Democrat, is squaring off against Republican and Trump-backed businessman Tim Michels in the November general election. The program provides one-time funding through federal COVID-19 relief under the American Rescue Plan Act. It will target the treatment, replacement, or abandonment of polluted private wells. The funding could help address contamination of more than 1,000 additional wells, and it's based on the state's Well Compensation Grant Program. Evers dubbed 2019 the Year of Clean Drinking Water, and Assembly Speaker Robin Vos convened a task force that held meetings throughout the year that produced a bipartisan package of more than a dozen bills. That legislation was introduced in early 2020 to address a variety of issues, including groundwater pollution from manure runoff and contaminated wells. Many of the bills passed the Assembly with bipartisan support, but they died in the Senate at the onset of the COVID pandemic. Republican lawmakers say all or part of 8 of the 13 bills put forth by the task force have been addressed through legislation or the 2021-23 state budget, which included $2 million more for the state's Well Compensation Grant Program. Evers spokesperson Britt Cutaback said the administration is not making any changes to standards under the state's existing program. Cutaback said they've created a new federal well program with expanded eligibility requirements. More than 9,500 new or replacement wells were built statewide in 2020, according to a 2021 report from the Wisconsin Groundwater Coordinating Council. Nitrates are the state's most widespread contaminant and have been associated with birth defects, thyroid disease, and colon cancer. Research has shown around 10% of the state's 800,000 private wells that provide drinking water to around 40% of the state's residents exceed federal health standards for nitrates. More than 1,100 public water systems rely on groundwater statewide. In addition, arsenic has been detected above state standards for groundwater in every county in Wisconsin. State regulators are investigating more than 100 sites for PFAS contamination across the state as well. State officials plan to release more information this fall on how individuals may apply for funding through the program, which will be administered by the DNR. Again, this report came from Wisconsin Public Radio. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back as more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.